We'll let you know at some point in time today. We're going to discuss that a little later.
Do you plan to bring up as many players as the last time, the last few days?
I don't know that we can fit many more in our clubhouse, but there will be a few. No, actually, he's flat ground today, off the mound on Wednesday. Correct. Yep. After heading up and down in Arizona. So we'll see where that fits. I don't know that we can get him ready for a start, but have another option in the bullpen, especially the way he's handled right-handers for the most part. Come a long way with lefties this year, but another guy that can give us some length, too.
That tricks?
Yeah.
Yankees coming to town today. Should be
looks like they're already here.
Looks like they're here. Good crowd. Always a little something added when it's an atmosphere like that for the players.
Yeah, we love it when our place is packed. And you know, with the upper deck open now too, hopefully there are a lot of people here today, which we expect. And you know, this can be a very lively crowd, as we've discussed often. And you know, the Yankees tend to bring some people to the ballpark, so it should be a good atmosphere today.
Also ALS Awareness Day too, and I know that obviously Steve has been touched by it. What does it mean for this organization to really commit and you know, contribute some money towards research?
Right, it makes it a natural with Steven's situations and him kind of spearheading it, but you know, Dave Cavill seems to do whatever he can for any organization, and you know, we're proud of the fact that that we do support it in the light that we do. So it's easy to do, and something that we should do.
Bob, why has he been a good defensive right fielder, maybe more even more noticeably lately, Piscotty?
Yeah, it's the jumps he gets. You know, for me, you know, you can look at the analytic numbers and they support what you see as far as the eye test. And when the ball is hit and you look up, he's already moving towards it. You know, Pinder the same way and left. But, you know, Steven is really, you know, after, you know, figuring out the dimensions here, reading balls off the bat, takes a little while to get used to this place, has been absolutely fantastic. You know, made a great play again yesterday. And he seems to make big plays at the right time, too. You know, a lot of those balls that could be base hits that drive in runs, now all of a sudden he makes the play and, you know, kind of swings the momentum back into your dugout. He's been doing that for the better part of the season.
Speaking of Chad, I know intangibles maybe aren't supposed to be easily described.
Right.
How do you describe his intangibles?
He has a lot of them. And, you know, he's also, you know, for a younger guy, a leader on this team, too. He's a tough guy. He has tough at-bats, you know, grind out some at-bats. To see him go from basic being an infielder to an outfielder and a really good outfielder, you know, is a testament to the hard work. So, you know, the arm strength is there. It was just getting used to the routes and jumps in the outfield, and he's taken to it like a natural. So it's easy to have him in the lineup here.
This is 2 years in a row for this team to have five or more guys with 20-plus home runs.
Right. And we knew that would be a strength here. And you know, you look at guys like Pinder too, who's got a few more in his pocket as well. And the more of the bats he gets, you know, the more he'll hit Cannon as well. I mean, we have homers spread out throughout the lineup. Marcus Simeon is leading off today. He's at 25-4-2. So we knew going into the season that would be one of the strengths of our team. And you know, look at the overall numbers, and it is. And you know, like you said, there's still some more time to go, and you know, we haven't really seen Ole heat up in the fashion that he can. So yeah, I think there's a little bit more in the tank for us as well.
What kind of a role does Piscotty have in the clubhouse in terms of leadership, morale, given what he's been through and how well he's playing?
You know what, he's probably not the most vocal guy in there, but he can be emotional in the dugout. For a guy that doesn't say a whole lot, he tends to be temperamental at times, which actually is amusing to me. You know, you don't expect it, and then all of a sudden something thrown around in the bathroom in there, and so you've gotten to know that there is that side. So yeah, it takes a little bit to get it out of them, but when it does, it can be fairly extreme.
The Yankees have two of the top Rookie of the Year candidates in there.
Yeah.
What's your first impression of Miguel Andujar and David Torres?
They can hit, no doubt about it. We saw it over there with Andujar, and you know, you look at the numbers and the way they're swinging the bat right now, both of them are really hot right now, too. So, you know, when you have guys that are down, you're missing some guys injury-wise, to have younger players that can step up like that, it's impressive. And it doesn't look like they're bothered by the spotlight. They're aggressive players. We knew a couple years ago, not only are they loaded, you know, at the big league level, they also have quite a farm system. Brian Cashman has done a terrific job with that. Now you're seeing the fruits of that with the type of talent that they can bring up here and contribute right away.
When Piscotty does get emotional like that, what does that do for you guys in terms of energy, in terms
of... It doesn't do anything for us but scare us. It obviously blows up some steam for him, and he feels a little bit better, but I don't think our guys really take anything from it. It's just more blowing off steam for him.
Ken is in center today.
Yeah.
Is this an off day for Laureano, or is it a matchup thing?
You know, the way Laureano's played, it's tough not having him in there, but he plays at such a pace. It just felt like he was a little bit, energy level was down just a hair yesterday. We want to get Canna's at bat, his bat in the lineup against left-handed pitching. In theory, Trevor's a little bit more of a ground ball guy. You will probably see Laureano at some point in time today, but as hard as he plays, everybody needs a day off from time to time. Today is that day, at least to start.
How do you get some regulars time?
You mean like Chapman? We'll see. You know, we monitor him. We've cut back the workload here as far as BP and so forth. We haven't hit the last couple days. We didn't hit the other night. At some point in time, we'll look at a game. But he still seems to be playing at a, you know, at a good pace. I don't see any drop off with him. Did get a few innings off the other night, first game of the series against Seattle. There are some guys that are harder to give days off, and what he brings to the table every day is tough to give him one.
It's no secret that the Yankees are one of the most popular franchises in any sport.
Right.
You were a fan when you were a kid. What's your first recollection of when you heard that name, New York Yankees?
Well, it is. You know, it's probably the most popular sports franchise in the country. So, look at the history of the team. The players have gone there. If you're a baseball fan, you know, you have to be take notice of what's gone over there. So, you know, it's always fun to go to New York and play. And the history that the organization brings and the winning record, it's a lot of fun to play against them.
Good.
Thanks, Bob. All right.
Thank you.